tools of the trade, brought to you by Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. For cleaner, warmer and healthier heat pumps, visit heatpumpclean.co.nz.
Cigarettes. What a bright read.
Crisp, clear cigarette. Thank you for that. Hey, yes, tools of the trade. This one is going to be, this is getting down quite a niggly route. If you're not into noise music, bear with us. I'll try not to assault your ears too much, but we are talking the Atari Punk console. Go ahead and Google that. It is a thing. It's a very, very simple two oscillator synthesizer, I guess. You can kind of, it's a great intro kit for if you're just getting into electronics perhaps, or even just synthesis. John's already heard the noise, so he's kind of afraid, but
why would I need this thing in the first place?
Because you want to do this, mate. Wait, give it a moment.
Okay, so you are sort of waving. You're dialing some dials and waving your hand around. Does it have like a theremin type capacity?
Yeah. So this
has controlling the pitch or something.
This particular Atari Punk console, a punk console that I have, has light resistors that you can wave your hand over. See you, Jen. And it actually actuates the sound if you like. This one's kind of hot rotted. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of the of what I'm playing at the moment.
So
let me just read it. I'll give you like a little spiel here, just so we have a little history. Originally designed by DIY electronics guru Forrest Mims as a step-tone generator, the Atari Punk console is one of the most famous and recognizable lo-fi synth circuits ever, using a single 556 dual-timer IC with minimal part count. The Atari Punk console circuit is solid, time-tested noise generator capable of outrageous square wave madness. Obviously, what we just heard then, pretty much. It was actually published in a Radio Shack kind of build-it-yourself catalog in the early 80s, but let me go ahead and give you an example of what you can do with this little instrument. We've just got a little 1 minute tune here for you. We'll see what you think about the Atari Punk console classic song.
Okay, that wouldn't drive me crazy or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it is a pretty uncontrollable sort of... I'll get back in. So we've got one in the house here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll just do this
because John loves it. Stop.
No, I can't, mate. I can't stop when I start. Oh, shit!
Do you play a guitar for it?
I've got a little delay on mine as well.
Thank you.
Maybe you can get the odd dub siren out of it if you needed it. I've directed John to the Wikipedia page, and he's going to read out some technical situations regarding the Atari Punk console that you're hearing at the moment.
Okay, get ready for this. Atari Punk console is an astable square wave oscillator driving a monostable oscillator that creates a single square pulse. There are two controls, one for frequency of the oscillator and one to control the width of the pulse.
That's now the pulse is this. The frequency of that beat. It's like you get two sine waves sort of competing with each other.
I can give you a bit more.
Please do.
The controls are usually potentiometers, but the circuit can also be controlled by light, temperature, pressure, etc.
We have a light controlled one here at the moment. I'm just waving my hand above it and it's just doing this.
By replacing a potentiometer with a suitable sensor, e.g. photoresistor or light sensitivity, most of the time there is also a power switch, often a toggle switch, and a volume knob. Okay, that last bit we didn't really need, but it's quite fun saying potentiometer.
If you go on the internet and check these out, probably the funnest thing about these is the different boxes that people put them in. A lot of people tend to put them into like creepy kids toys, you know, like a doll with like a bit of the hair missing and stuff like that, and then it becomes like this kind of voodoo, electric voodoo machine. John's face. It's a whole realm, John. Noise music, mate. It's a big deal.
I don't know if this is necessarily noise music.
Well, think
this
of it as this way.
Racket.
If you get a good sound out of this, and you can capture that and then create music with it. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're searching for like that golden moment where you're like, wow, I've nailed it.
In a sense, or you could be like this next character who has actually just made a absolute grunter. By multi-tracking, essentially. Let me get rid of that end of the worldness there. John is giving me the heave-ho. Fair enough, though.
Hey.
That's the Atari Punk console, as run through a few multi-takes there to make a beast of a scenario.
Sweet. The commercial side of me was just going, ooh, just got a brand new sponsor for this segment. And he's probably going, what? What did I sign up to?
Just so I can look at your face again.
You gonna play it or...?
Do you want to give a shout out to our lovely sponsor while I muck around with the Atari Punk console one more time?
I think so.
Go out and get an Atari Punk console, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a fancy one here. It cost me about $100, but you can go ahead and make one yourself for about $20. And you can piss your parents off. Great. Sorry, John. Go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, if you've got a heat pump at home, this is the editorial part of this segment, it's probably time for it to get serviced, middle of winter. If you get your heat pump serviced, it can save you money, you have a cleaner house, power bill will be down.
Try not to be hypnotized by the sweet Atari Punk console tunes, John. For sure, apparently it is important to, I didn't know this, but it is important to maintain your heat pumps.
I guess if it's like anything.
Treat it well and it'll treat you well back.
I'd seen my one at work get serviced and that thing was so filthy once it got opened up. It was like, oh my God.
I think the point is, it's like you think about air as it's either cold or hot, but actually you're breathing it. So it's probably, that's the most important thing about cleaning your pumps.
It needs to be clean, efficient, and better for you.
Yeah, killing it right now, by the way.
Go to heatpumpclean.co.nz. One more time, heatpumpclean.co.nz. He also does a whole raft of other stuff like HRV filters and all that sort of jazz.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, we've come undone up here. Hey, somebody's just messaging saying, Pulsing by the Body Electric describes this music perfectly. I think we'll play that after this. Thanks to Heat Pump Specialists. Heat pump cleaning specialist, sorry.
Heatpump.co.nz.
That was Tools of the Trade, brought to you by Heat Pump Cleaning Specialists. For cleaner, warmer, and healthier heat pumps, visit heatpumpclean.co.nz.